On the other hand, you have people who never even thought of becoming a teacher, and all of a sudden they realize, this is something I love and this is my passion.
For this week's show, we're going to do things a little bit differently. In the past, I have had discussions with Representative Snow and Representative Moss about a couple of their bills regarding adult learning and education. So this episode is just the conversation that I had with each of them about their bills. Let's get started. Representative Snow, let's just go ahead and jump right into it and talk about one of your bills, which is HB 328, Adult Learners Grant Program. And your bill is one of those that I think a lot of people have been asking for a long time. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, HB 328?
Thanks, Harry, for giving me a chance, because occasionally we get to work on pieces of legislation that I think are really significant for our state and for the citizens here, and this is one of those. This focuses a benefit, an education benefit, on adult learners, 26 and older. We have something like 370,000 of our citizens who have some college or post-secondary education credits but have never been able to finish. And this bill addresses those folks and provides economic pathway that they can apply for, a scholarship grant that will be administered by the Office of Higher Education in our state, with some preference given to people living in rural Utah who have broadband access. This is intended to provide financial support for those who can get online and work maybe after their normal 40-hour working schedule, work in the evenings or on weekends, and begin to finish their degree or certificate. It's not just about the number of people out there who can benefit, but on a personal level, it's about those who had to delay or put off their higher ed pursuits. Oftentimes, it's to support a spouse, take care of a family, and who thought they would never be able to finish. So this is primarily targets adult learners, 26 and older, who have access to online programs and provides economic benefit to them that they can apply for and provides them hope. I've often told a story about my own situation, my own family situation. In the case of my wife and I, we met going to Brigham Young University. We were both really pretty young. I think she was a sophomore, and I think I was as well. We married and began our family, and it became apparent early on that one of us would have to support the other and not continue education. In our case, it was my wife, and she agreed to do that, and she did it well. She supported us through undergrad and through law school, and we had, I think, three children by the time I finished law school. And at some point, after we were married and settled into my career, we talked about it, and she really wanted to finish. We were lucky enough to, at that time, live in St. George, and she was lucky enough to enroll in a program at BYU. She attended three consecutive summers. We had six children at the time. She took three with her. I took three with me.
Wow.
And it was some sacrifice, but it was important to her and to us that we finish. And I've said before, as I presented this bill, one of the proudest days of my life, and for hers too, was attending graduation at Brigham Young University, being there with her in her cap and gown, and with our six children all by her side. And what a difference it makes, not only for her, but for the generations that follow, because getting that degree is important. So I am really excited about this. We have funded it with $1 million ongoing. I think you're going to see that grow. I think the state is going to benefit, because when these good folks are able to finish their degrees or get their certificates, they're going to have an entry into the workforce. So we have labor needs that aren't being met in the state. We'd much rather hire these good citizens that are already here rather than have to export from out of the state in order to fill that labor need. And so there is an alignment process which qualifies people for this benefit if they can align their needs with what our labor needs are as well. Hope that makes sense. Thanks for giving me some time to talk about that, Harry. You can probably tell I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, I'm excited about it too, actually. For my mother, she actually stopped going to college when I was born. I was her second child, and I apparently was a little too much of a handful, so she wasn't able to finish. And so this is one of those programs that I think really hits home for a lot of family. So, and just to give our listeners an idea, who would they reach out to if they're interested in this program?
So I understand it. The Office of Higher Ed, you can go online and find that. Utah State Higher Ed Office is going to be starting to make applications available in June. They can also reach out to the higher ed institution that is offering online courses. I will say and should indicate that I partnered with Western Governors University with this legislation. So they have been very supportive. If you go online and contact WGU, they can assist you with this. And by the way, it should mention that we dedicated $1 million to this program, and they themselves, WGU, also committed $1 million of their own to put with the program to supplement it for students that enroll with them. And I'm not making a pitch for any particular institution, but in working with them, I've learned a lot about what they've done for the citizens of our state and should be recognized.
That's incredible. And I'm hopeful with you as well that this program will continue to grow. So thank you for your work on this.
Thank you, Harry. Thanks for letting me talk about it. And I just also want to say it's gender neutral. A man or a woman can qualify, but I think there are a lot of women in our state who haven't always had a chance and an opportunity to finish what they started. And I'm really excited about them being able to utilize this program to finish their degree, and especially those who were well on their way. So thanks for letting me add that note.
We are now going to jump right over to the interview that I had with Representative Moss. Representative Moss also has a bill geared towards helping adults continue their education, and we have him here on the show today to talk about his bill, which is the Grow Your Own Teacher program. So, Representative, thank you again for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us about this bill. It's HB 381 and why you took on this issue.
Yeah, so thanks, Harry. So the Grow Your Own Teacher bill actually came as a result of watching my wife.
Okay.
My wife came from a non-traditional background. She got her degree in psychology about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she got her degree but decided to stay home with our kids. And she had a neighbor who was the principal of a local school that said, "Have you ever thought about coming and being an aide in the classroom?" Mm-hmm. And she thought about maybe one day possibly going back into the education field. She really loved the education field and thought about it as a career. But it really was this principal asking her to come and be an aide that got her to actually do it. So she went back and started working part-time as an aide. And I think the principal saw in her a lot of potential that she could become an effective teacher. But because she had her degree in something other than education, she had to go back and take a number of classes. And for my wife, that was okay because I work at Utah Valley University. So, the issue of taking college classes wasn't a problem. We get that as part of the benefit of working at the university. Mm-hmm. But I could see how many people, that would be a big barrier to them. And they may be people that could be incredible teachers, and they're already making a meaningful impact in their local schools as an aide. They already know the culture. They already have relationships with other teachers, with parents. But because of that one barrier of not wanting to go spend all of this additional time and money, that might prevent them from wanting to go back and become a teacher. And so what we were trying to do with this bill is to provide an avenue for them. And it's not just somebody who's already got a degree. This could be somebody who's, started a year or two of schooling and, maybe wanted to start a family or went into a different profession or whatever that might be and didn't finish their degrees. This would provide the funding for them to be able to go back.
Okay.
The way, though, that it would work is that the principal actually would be the one that would nominate. So it's not like a traditional where they just go apply for it. This would actually come from a nomination from a local principal that would take that to their district or their charter and say, "Hey, this person would be a very good teacher. We'd love to submit them as one of these potential somebody that would receive a scholarship." And so that's what it did. And it's actually really exciting. I heard from my local district that they had 29 people who are now participating in this program.
Oh, good.
That are having their college funded through this scholarship. And these are people, again, who might not otherwise have come back to the classroom, but now have this incredible opportunity. And I think they're going to make a very good, meaningful impact. Now, I will add, Harry, one other thing about this is it's not just people coming from maybe a different background that want to get into teaching, but what we've seen in a lot of areas, in rural areas, in maybe in areas where the demographics, there's just not a lot of people that that are in that demographic that want to be teachers, mm-hmm. or that have even thought to becoming teachers or school counselors. That's another really exciting thing about this program is that this gives them an opportunity to maybe go out and find people that would be a good fit. And again, maybe fit more within the demographic, or like I said, in rural, they have a very difficult time recruiting people from the Wasatch Front to come out to some of these rural areas. Well, if they have somebody in their local community that they already know and love the community, this gives them a chance to say, hey, have you ever thought about becoming a teacher? We could help you do that.
Wow. And so, I mean, aside from the nomination from the principal, if you're somebody that wants to explore this option, what are the requirements for somebody to apply for this grant?
Yeah, so really it was a year of already being in the system for the teacher side. So being an aide, we wanted to have some vetting, right? So it's not mm-hmm. just somebody coming off the street that, quite frankly, there's people that think they're going to love teaching and they get in the profession and realize this really isn't for me.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you have people who never even thought of becoming a teacher and they start out as an aide because they think, hey, I can do this on the side. And all of a sudden they realize this is something I love and this is my passion. Mm-hmm. So that's why we did put some requirement on there that they have some experience in the class.
Okay.
And so that would be the first one. On the counselor side, we actually are really trying to do this more as like a practicum where somebody could get college credit while they're working in the field and helping work with counselors. So they're getting on-the-job training at the same time they're getting college, getting support for their college and college credit. And so for those, we're looking at people who are already in the system, either as an undergraduate or want to go back and get their master's as a school counselor.
This program honestly sounds like it's going to be a great thing for Utah because, I mean, our classroom sizes are big and we're always looking for teachers. But what is your overall goal for this program and what do you hope in the long run that it will accomplish?
Yeah, so it's a combination of what you just mentioned. We are having a teacher shortage and we always need to get more people interested in becoming teachers. And I think this will help, at least on the financial side, really help people that might not otherwise become teachers. We can get them in the classroom. Mm-hmm. I would say the second piece of this, which is to me a very unique approach, which is helping create a new mechanism of vetting and getting on-the-job training, almost like an internship, apprenticeship model, where we can do a little better job of seeing who really is going to be an amazing teacher, going to be, you know, fit the culture, has a passion, has a skill. I want to try to find ways to get more people like that to come into the field. And what my wife has heard over and over again, when she took this kind of a non-traditional path where she was out of the workforce for all those years and came back, the question so many people have said is, how do you do that? I want to do that. And these are people, again, that might not otherwise have even considered being a teacher. We may be able to bring a lot of these people back into the workforce and get some people that could be amazing teachers. And so I think that's the bigger goal I would see is this. I want to help support financially. I want to help them get, you know, their school paid for. But I also think we're going to be bringing in some amazing teachers that could make a huge difference to the school children in the state of Utah.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. It would do just that. Thank you for explaining this program to our listeners. It sounds like there are already a lot of people who are anxious to take advantage of this, and are taking advantage of it. So thank you for your work on this. And again, thank you for explaining this on our show to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you, Harry. Appreciate it.
If anyone out there is interested in becoming a teacher, but you aren't quite sure how to take those first steps, be sure to check out these two programs. Again, thank you to these representatives for making this possible. We'll see you next week.